I want to invite you to join us for the first ever Bitcoin Business Owners Roundtable. On May 22nd, Paul Dijot, co-founder and former COO at Mudwater, will be sharing about online marketing and using Bitcoin to accelerate your efforts. In addition to helping scale the well-known coffee alternative, Paul is also behind Casey Cattle's recent Bitcoin adoption that went viral on Twitter. After Paul shares, there'll be a live Q&A along with the time to share insights and network with fellow entrepreneurs. You can find a link in the show notes to sign up. Be sure you'll be able to say, "I was there," when your progeny ask you where you were for the first ever Bitcoin Business Owners Roundtable.
I mean, man, I think we have a chance to make this club not just like a premier club in Bulgaria, but to make Botev like one of the leading European clubs. It's not going to happen next year. It's not going to happen maybe in 3 years. But if you look at a 5, 6, 7 year horizon, that looks like that's not a lot of time. If you do the right thing, and if you're, you know, on top of the monetary network that is already the dominant digital network, you know, we can achieve things that I think people cannot even imagine at this point.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedman, and our guest today is George Manilov, who's the Bitcoin director at Botev Plovdiv, Bulgaria's oldest football team. In this role, he's focused on grassroots Bitcoin adoption. He's also the creator of BitcoinReady.me and the Bitcoin Masterclass. It's great to see yet another sports team begin to adopt Bitcoin, and I'm looking forward to keeping up with Botev as they continue to grow. Before we get to our interview with George, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight, which is going to be a little bit different, as well as thanking those who have supported the show on Fountain in the last week. Thanks to No Waste BTC Signs and Danilo TG, who both streamed 440 sats to the podcast, as well as Piez, who once again sent 118 sats and said, "Thank you, sir." Thank you so much to those of you who continue to support the show, whether it's a boost here and there or consistently streaming sats to the podcast as you listen to episodes. If you'd like to support the show, you can listen on Fountain. And as you already know, you can stream sats as you listen, which is just paying out a certain number of sats per minute, or you can send a boost, which is a one-time payment, and include a message with that. This week, I actually didn't get a Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight set up. So what I'm going to do is, if you are connected to a Bitcoin meetup, I would love to highlight your meetup. Of course, this isn't something that's going to just get you tons and tons of new visitors, but it is a way to encourage other people who listen to this podcast to get involved with local Bitcoin community. Last week, we had our Jackson, Mississippi Bitcoin meetup, and we were talking about our plans for a halving party, which, by the way, if you want to visit Jackson, Mississippi, come on down around April 20th. We're planning to have an event for the whole family. It would be great to see you there. We probably even have some places you can rent at the Bellhaven Town Center, aka BTC. So please reach out if you have a meetup that you either attend or organize, and we'll be sure to get those shared on upcoming episodes. Now, we're going to get to our interview with George right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. George, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Let's do it.
Question number one is this: when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
So I don't remember the exact time when I first heard Bitcoin. I guess I didn't really pay attention to it. But I got into the space in 2017, initially through Ethereum, the ICO craze. And kind of the whole space was extremely intellectually interesting for me. I generally would say it's a intellectual's paradise, so to say. And so I immediately knew I will spend a lot of time in this space. But it wasn't until probably, you know, learning about a lot of projects, but it wasn't until, let's say, November 2019 when I really got very, very interested into Bitcoin. Like, really, the moment when November was when I read the Bitcoin Standard 2019, and I read, I listened to, I remember very clearly this podcast with Murat Mahmudov at Anthony Pompliano's show, and kind of these two things, you know, the Bitcoin Standard and this podcast, and probably other things that, you know, listened over time to Naval and a lot of this, kind of culminated, and Andreas Antonopoulos, of course, culminated in me like realizing, oh my God, I mean, everybody is going to eventually want to own a part of this thing. And like more people need to learn about it. I need to take action. And so I reached out then to Seyfeddin Amos. And, you know, a year later, I published also the Bitcoin Standard in Bulgarian. So I guess that's my story.
So a real quick question behind that. Are you the person that translated the Bitcoin Standard from English to Bulgarian?
No, no, not really. So there's a professional translator who does this. This is really a hard work to be doing professional translations, right? It's not just about speaking two languages. I've been very happy and blessed to find a perfect, you know, translator who loves the work, who's helped me translate this book, Bitcoin Standard. We've translated just recently The Price of Tomorrow, a little book about Bitcoin, and we're currently in the process of translating The Fiat Standard and Broken Money. But I am like just the coordinator, so to say, the orchestrator, but other people do the actual work.
Sure. Question number two is this. What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
So I wish really more people could see what your show is about, really, that Bitcoin is a hack. Bitcoin is a hack for almost any, if not any business out there, for almost any individual, for almost any organization, city or country. That is a unique once in a lifetime hack that is still available out there. And that if people act upon, they can significantly improve not only their lives, but also the lives of people around them. I wish more people understood this specifically also in the Bitcoin space and that they acted upon this, because there's a lot of people who kind of understand how important this is, but they don't take the, you know, the actions that bring us closer to this future that we're envisioning. So I really wish that more people saw this and took action into building Bitcoin businesses, into Bitcoinizing their business, their city, their country in one way or another. This could be with the meetup that they start. This could be with like just positioning their business as a Bitcoin business, or kind of like, honestly, the sky's the limit in terms of imagination as to how you can take action in order to elevate yourself and then eventually to help others around you.
So the fact that you have facilitated the translation of Bitcoin books from English to Bulgarian may color your answer here. But question number three is this. What's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
Yeah. So obviously the Bitcoin Standard is, I would say, like the easy go and little book about Bitcoin. That's why I did that. Because Bitcoin Standard is kind of like the standard, but then it's too big for some types of people, which I recommend a little book about Bitcoin. Then I also have a resource I really love is this, you know, that's funny, but like this 20-minute cartoon of the Turtle Twins. I love this one because kids, but then it's for everyone as well, right? So I love recommending this one as well. And then, frankly, I also like very much recommend that would be kind of a shameless plug from my side, but I've been very passionate about education. And you know, it's very hard for people to get it starting from zero to actually owning Bitcoin, which is why, you know, I founded before joining Botev Plovdiv, the club, I founded BitcoinReady.me, where I've built a masterclass, a 4-hour masterclass where from A to Z, I drive people from, you know, the problem that Bitcoin solves to, you know, the inevitability of Bitcoin's existence and the inevitability of Fiat's either decline or complete transformation into something that none of us really wants to become, right? And kind of then actually showing people the actions, teaching the actions that they need to take. So obviously, I created this masterclass, frankly, because, you know, I recommend all these books and they're great for educating people, like learning something, but it's kind of hard to compress, you know, and there's no single place that I could guide people to. So that's why I created the masterclass.
So just to kind of focus in on that plug a little bit more, if people want to go to bitcoinready.me, what does that cost for the masterclass?
So it's 120 euro is the cost. And there's a full money back guarantee if people don't like it. They I give money back, right? This is like, I'm so confident in the content that I've created there. I've worked months on doing this, on structuring this. I could not do this from scratch, just here on the fly, but I highly recommend it. And I've created, it's great for gifts. We're just going to launch this program now for gifting, because obviously people who are watching this probably are into Bitcoin already. They don't need to learn the mm-hmm. stuff, but it's always about how do you orange peel others, right? And so I have this concept of you can gift the masterclass to people. So if you want to find that, just subscribe to my newsletter there. I have a weekly newsletter as well where I share more info.
So question number four is this: beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you and your work recently?
Loom.com, unconditionally. So Loom is this tool that I knew for quite some time, but I only started to use extensively in my work for the past several months, actually. So I recorded the masterclass with it as well, but also in my daily work here in Botif and anything I do, really. It's this amazing cheap tool for me to show people what I mean, and it saved me so much time.
Now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
So as a general life principle, I ask why pretty much all the time, and often I ask it, several consecutive times, so I get to the root truth or to the root cause of something, right? That's also what helped me understand Bitcoin, money in general, right? And a lot of these topics we'll be discussing. So why is my go-to question? But having said that, there are many situations in which why not is very useful as well.
Meet Linkster, your premier Bitcoin-focused advisor. Linkster caters to businesses, institutions, family offices, and high net worth individuals. They merge your unique financial goals and needs with Linkster's Bitcoin expertise to craft your own sustainable plan to preserve and grow the value of your hard-earned profits and retained earnings. And Linkster is not just advice, it's tailored execution. Connect directly with the founder by visiting linkster.com. That's linkster.com. Linkster, secure your future with Bitcoin. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. So George, if you would, let's talk a little bit about the football team that you're currently working with. I want to talk about some of your projects a little bit more down the road as far as Bitcoin Ready and things like that, if people want to double click there. But I'm really interested to learn about the football team and how Bitcoin fits into Plovdiv's future, because you don't just want to impact the team, you're really looking to impact the city and eventually the country, right?
Yeah, well, it's a step-by-step process. So I've always believed that, I mean, not always, for sure, not always, but let's say I've gained this conviction that Bitcoin will become an integral part of everyone's lives, everyone's business, every individual, just like the internet became an integral part of our lives. And so, just because the internet communication was so much more powerful than any other form of communication we ever had, and kind of only naturally we reached this moment where if you're not on the internet, you don't exist as an individual or in a business. I think the Bitcoin innovation in terms of monetary innovation is the same level of innovation, right, in the monetary technology realm. And so it's just a question of time before any business, any individual goes there, right? But obviously, you know, the people, just like the people who were first on the internet, you know, first on YouTube, first on all these other various platforms, who were like able to build stuff around it, promoted their business there, grew so much faster. I believe the same thing will happen to other companies, right? Other businesses. Frankly, that's why I called my educational platform Bitcoin Ready, because everyone has to get Bitcoin Ready eventually. And it's just those people and companies who are more forward-looking, right? More, well, I mean, risk-taking in a way, right? Because sure, until everybody's not done it, it's still considered sort of risky. They can benefit a lot. And so it's frankly like whether you have a bakery, whether you have a hairdresser shop, or whether you own a football club, I think the proposition is identical to all of these. It's just like a different angle, right? And I was like super impressed when the owner and the management of Botev Plovdiv, the city from which I was born here, I was raised here, I spent my first 18-19 years of my life here, when they reached out to me and they said that they have this vision of integrating the Bitcoin technology into kind of the club, and in general, like, I mean, frankly, like, they just basically had this vision, okay, Bitcoin is going to play a huge part into the world, we see it, we have the the conviction that is going to happen, we have this amazing club, right? That, I mean, Botev is, by the way, it's not just like any other club here, it's the oldest football club in Bulgaria, so it was established 111 years ago. It's in terms of size, okay, obviously Bulgaria is like a smaller country, but like we were speaking just last few days, if I have to compare it, let's say, to the UK, Botev is in many ways comparable to, let's say, Liverpool in terms of like fan mass, in terms of like brand recognition, in terms of just like influence and importance here. So it's not like just some small thing, right? And you know, football clubs, obviously number one thing for a football club is football, right? That's what it's about. But having said that, also it's, you can do a lot of, how should you say, like a lot of positive non-football things or other football non-football things around the club, right? So obviously you can engage in, you know, education of talent, training of young talent. You can engage in charitable activities like many, many clubs have done. And specifically we here have, this very successful charitable activities that we're proud of as a community. And you can also engage in other forms of education. In our case, why not, education about this upcoming, like this rising technology that, you know, we see will be part of everyone's lives, and also like financial education in a way, right? That's also what, you know, we've very slowly yet started, but we plan to do more of, right? To ask more questions of. So I guess like that's like as a good start, just to kind of play it, you know, to put an intro. And then like another cool thing while we're still kind of bright here, I could show, but like Botev is like, you know, because many things in life are kind of about the right timing, I feel. And when, you know, this whole thing kind of came up here, I met, you know, the management, and I talked with them, and like also like I was super impressed with the stadium, by the way. This is a brand new stadium. I'm right now in one of the skyboxes that we have. It's the coolest stadium right now in Bulgaria. It's even like, it was opened in April, but as you see, there's still some final construction work. But this also kind of makes it like very kind of like good timing, attractive, and I think overall there's this good timing for the club, for the team, for the fans, because like I said, it's a very old club and it has passed through lots of challenges over the years, right? They've struggled a lot, they've fought a lot to have this stadium, and this fact that, you know, there's this there's this alignment of, okay, now they have a good stadium. Now the team is actually playing quite well. You know, we've been pretty happy with how the team has been playing, especially the past 6-7 games. Now, like, you know, there's this people here who see this Bitcoin future, and I feel like, you know, this is one of those moments that you're gifted and that you really have to take the most of, because you can have tremendous impact on, I mean, like, that's kind of like, frankly, like what gets me going in the morning. We can have tremendous impact on the club, by the club, because it's like, again, like I say, the Liverpool of Bulgaria. We can have so much impact here in the city, in the country, overall.
Everything you said, I'm tracking with 100%. But especially as we've begun to live stream these shows, yeah, I've become a lot more cognizant of the fact that people listening to this may not even understand why Bitcoin fits into any of what you've said. Obviously, there's some, maybe the financial education, but could you describe, maybe just from the perspective of someone who doesn't really get Bitcoin, like, how does Bitcoin actually make some of these things possible, especially where fiat currency, for instance, wouldn't? Why is Bitcoin better, and why is it helpful as part of a long-term strategy?
Well, so I guess as a prelude, I can say that, you know, because, like, in one sentence, I cannot, like, build the case for Bitcoin for somebody who doesn't know
Bitcoin it. Bitcoinready.me, right? Is that right?
there's the masterclass, right? But long story short, you know, as a person who spends 6 years in the space, you know, read tens of books, listens to hundreds, if not thousands, of podcasts, talks, and so on and so forth, I have this super strong conviction that the Bitcoin payment network and monetary asset are going to dominate the world. I don't know when, could be 10 years, could be 20 years, could be 50 years, but these networks are, like, close to unbreakable, right? You never know, but they're, like, supreme to anything we've had. And, you know, there's the, you know, this is a technology, right? The Bitcoin is just a technology, right? The monetary asset and the payment network are just technologies. But what has formed over the past years, like, these technologies, they have given the opportunity for, I would say, every business to benefit from these financially and then also socially, right? Financially, because, long story short, the price of Bitcoin, you know, if you look at the daily, you know, and monthly and weekly movements, it's very volatile, it's unpredictable. But if you look at a 5-year horizon, it always goes up, and it goes consistently up. So financially, any business that has exposure to the financial asset has the opportunity to benefit from that if it holds Bitcoin on its balance sheet, right? That's kind of the easiest thing that applies to all. Socially, also pretty much for any business out there, there's this growing amount of Bitcoiner base that really care about Bitcoin adoption and that want to, like die hard, want to support other businesses, want to spend in other businesses that are sort of Bitcoin businesses. And the definition of a Bitcoin business is kind of up to you to decide and, you know, to create, right? Just like here in Bulgaria, we had recently, just last week, we had John Okamoto, who came here to visit on the ground and, mm-hmm, you know, record. Like, we'll have video coming out in the coming weeks, months. But we also went, like, here in Plovdiv, we have the biggest artisan bakery in Bulgaria, by a great guy who's a Bitcoiner, and he has, like, a Bitcoin baker, man. He accepts Bitcoin there. He makes Bitcoin cakes and Bitcoin cookies. We even made those with him. So what is he? He's a baker, right? But he has positioned this, like, he has his regular clients, but because he's now also a Bitcoin baker, you know, he has every day people coming and making a few transactions, just like buying with Bitcoin, just because he accepts Bitcoin. And that's, again, like, how every business, including our business, you know, we have people who now have been buying our shirts, you know, with because we have the Bitcoin logo on the shirt, right? We have all the regular people who buy, you know, all our existing fans, many of whom don't even yet understand, kind of, you know, in depth why we're doing what we're doing. They'll buy the shirts anyways. But now we have this new group of people who will buy the shirts just because there's the Bitcoin logo here, and on the back they can write Satoshi, Sayer, or whatever you like, right? Or their own name. So that's the financial reason. That's the social reason. And we believe, you know, because I shared that again, like these, that the network is so strong. And once you study it, you understand that it's very unlikely that things will break. We believe that this financial and social impact will only grow for us, and especially will grow for businesses kind of that adopted earlier on. Like, you know, we're essentially the first premier club in the world to make such a kind of clear move in this direction. This guy's bakery is the first bakery in Plovdiv. You know, if there's a second bakery in Plovdiv, probably it's not gonna make, I mean, they can still do cool stuff, but if there's like a 10th bakery in Plovdiv, then nobody's going to care, right, at that point. So that's why there's this opportunity. And then on a third level, I would say a third reason why we see this as an opportunity is also like technologically. And this is a little more not so obvious, so to say, because the financial and social reason are kind of easy to understand and apply to almost everyone. The technological reason is, well, you know, you can do new things, right? You can do completely new things with the Bitcoin technology, with the Lightning Network, with the other Bitcoin-related technologies that are being grown that you could not do with, like, you cannot and you won't be able to do with traditional payment methods. Like, this is obviously, like, for us, this is important and it's cool because we have seen such opportunities and we're working towards those. Like, it'll take some time, but, you know, like, in short, we'll be able to do things and to create new types of interactions between sponsors, fans, and players that you cannot do with fiat money, you cannot do with fiat payment networks and so on and so forth. So this applies specifically for us. You know, for other businesses, this might apply as well, or maybe there's something else, right? So I would say like the financial and social aspect apply to pretty much any business, and then the technological aspect is, I guess, more, you know, depends on a particular thing, how deep, you know, business wants to go and so on and so forth.
So you've been very interested in Bitcoin for years. You've been very involved in the space. I'm curious, and I know you can't share, you know, the behind closed doors conversations, but when the management team reached out to you, had they been long-term Bitcoiners or did they simply recognize that Bitcoin is a growing brand and there are some benefits from being an early adopter here?
Oh yeah, definitely. So I don't know like how long of holders they've been, but definitely for some time, you know, and frankly, it doesn't matter. I see a lot of people who have been holding even from 21 or something and they really get it, right? You don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, that's me.
Yeah. Okay.
And so for sure, there are people that purchased it beforehand that are much more interested in Web3, crypto, whatever else. And to me, that stuff is just, if you understand Bitcoin, that stuff pales in comparison. Why would you be focusing on that? That's my own soapbox. You don't have to necessarily speak to that, but you don't have to be in it for a long time to really understand it. But the reason I ask the question is because there are these marketing gimmicks out there. It seems to people that some might latch onto Bitcoin just as a way to kind of try to earn a quick buck. And that's not really the Bitcoiner mindset. And the more people recognize that, and the sooner they recognize it, the better, that Bitcoin is really a long-term strategy, even if there are some short-term gains to be had.
No, 100%. And I get your question now. So, well, look, any of those things that I said, especially also on the social circle, like they don't really work, or they work very, very little if you just do it for the PR effect or something. And you have to kind of really be committed to this, really see the long picture and do it. Because like in our case, frankly, you know, there is Peter McCormack, right, with Ralph Bedford, who has made the move, which is amazing, right? He's been the first club like in the world, team in the world, right? But having said that, you know, and we spoke with Peter and he was completely right? For us to really, for anybody to take us seriously and for us to gain any meaningful respect, you know, in the community, we need proof of work. And we need to do this not just, okay, like we accept Bitcoin and now, I don't know, like it's not like the whole world is going to come here to the stadium just because we accept Bitcoin. Or it's not like the whole, every Bitcoin company is calling us, throwing money at us to sponsor us. That's not how it works, right? It's hard work. You have to think and you have to do. And I would say, yeah, you have to really be intentional about this. It's not just a hack. So I've been, you know, pretty blessed to work with people who understand this and who understand that there needs to be proof of work in order for us to really gain our brand. And I'm happy we've done quite a lot even in this just first month. Because there's other clubs, frankly, like in sports clubs who have done some things. But if you just do it and you make the headlines once, okay. Frankly, nobody cares. It's not like you're going to see many sales. It's not like you're going to become super famous among Bitcoiners.
Well, I think since you brought up Peter McCormick and Rail Bedford, I love what they're doing because they're part of it is they're incorporating Bitcoin into their treasury. And so as Bitcoin goes up in fiat value, they're able to more easily bring talent onto the team and rise up through the ranks because I forget exactly what level they're at, but they're pretty far below the Premier League. So they have a journey to get there eventually. And I think they'll get there a lot faster than the average team because Bitcoin is a part of their balance sheet and they'll do a lot better in the future because of that. Now, there are a couple things that I'm curious about. First of all, we also haven't mentioned the Perth Heat. Stephen Nelkowski, I've interviewed him a couple different times on this podcast. We've talked about how they are using Bitcoin for the Perth Heat baseball team. And so I kind of want to see if there's anything you've thought of as far as how to incorporate the fans into Bitcoin and giving them opportunities to use it or receive it. But even before that, maybe just what's the reception been so far? Yeah. You made this announcement about a month ago. I don't know how much was forecasted before then, but do the fans feel like it's a gimmicky thing? Or is it kind of like a wait and see thing or are they all in on it?
So this was a super interesting and very challenging to some extent, you know, journey for me. Because on the one hand, you know, I got super excited about the opportunity when I entered. People who get it, they get super excited. But like the vast majority of people have no clue what we're doing and why we're doing this whole thing, right? So there was initially when, you know, we started onboarding some of the people here, you know, people working in the club and kind of sharing more or less what the direction we want to move in, they were skeptical. Okay. They were skeptical as to like, what is this? Like, why do we need it? We're a football club. We're not like, what is this Bitcoin thing even? Right. And what made it sort of even more challenging, frankly, is that the club was not performing very well. So I said like, so when we started the season in July or August or so, the club for a couple of months was doing pretty poorly. So we had very bad games and everyone was like, if you announce this right now, it's going to be really, I mean, whatever you announce when the club is, and that's normal, right? I mean, the club at the end of the day, is like, it's a football, it's first here, right? If the team is doing well, then I think, you know, you can do like very positive things for society overall, not even related to Bitcoin, but you can do a lot of like social business projects around the club and which we've been trying and we've been doing. It's not only Bitcoin, by the way, here. Like we've just started a local business club, Botev business club here with our local sponsors, partners. We're doing, you know, things with charity. Like I said, we're doing things with training kids in all like, it's like 30, 40 high, schools, you know, for young kids. So we're doing a lot of these things and you can do much of this like positive stuff for the community, but it really helps a lot when your team is performing well. So the team wasn't performing well and that was a big challenge. Nevertheless, you know, we kind of kept preparing the work, you know, because like, that's kind of my mindset, right? Like we need to adapt based on the real situation on the ground. Because like if the team continued to not perform well, then frankly, we'll probably postpone this likely, or I don't know, like I'm not sure, but if the situation was horrible, it wouldn't have been a good idea to announce it. But very fortunately for us, the team started performing, you know, significantly better. There were some key changes made. We got a very, very experienced sports director joining, a new coach joining, and these kind of turned the ship. And so we've had now, what is it? Six, I think seven games, if I'm not wrong, without a loss. So we either always win or we end up equal and we play well, which is kind of the most important thing, right? people, that's what if we stand for, like, as a, sure, as a club. Like, we really,
that's the idea, that's the vision.
Yeah, right? we fight, you know, when clubs come here, other clubs here to the stadium, you know, we want them to, even if they win, they need to have it like super hard here, right? And so that's why you also come to enjoy it, right? You want to see, you know, the team performing, like giving their all, right? So this has been the case, and this has very much helped us, you know, having this positive trajectory of the team. To also, when we announced it, frankly, man, like there were only positive things, or people who obviously don't get it, like, there hasn't been any, you know, clearly majorly negative criticizing thing as to why we do it, like, on any meaningful scale. So we've been pretty lucky on this right now, but it's definitely a, you know, something that others have to keep in mind, especially if you're not like just doing your own business, but if you have such social visibility and like other stakeholders involved.
The last question I would love to hear you respond to is, do you have any plans to incorporate Bitcoin into what you're doing so that fans have a chance to engage with it? I mentioned earlier the Perth Heat, and one of the things that they had was something called Sats for Stats, where whenever a player did something impressive, the viewers had the opportunity to stream some sats to that player. Later, they incorporated Stealing Stats, which was an opportunity for fans at some point in the game to scan a QR code and get some Bitcoin for themselves. So I guess, do you have any plans to do something along those lines where you can cleverly integrate Bitcoin into the fans' experience?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%, Ben. So that's all on the to-do list. So it's we want people to get it, right? It's just like, you know, we're building, like, as we're speaking, we just announced it and started this 4 weeks ago, right? So the moment we started accepting payments initially. We're giving 10% off on anything, you know, that can be purchased, like if you pay with Bitcoin. So there's this incentive for people to kind of, you know, have Bitcoin. We placed a Bitcoin ATM in our main fan shop. So if you don't have Bitcoin, you know, you can literally buy it there and then get the discount when you pay for the stuff. We've added Bitcoin on the jersey. We have, what else have we done? We've started organizing local Bitcoin meetups. So we now do monthly meetups, and we even have had an exclusive meetup where we had like an own Botev fan, who's also like a big Bitcoiner now, who kind of, he delivered this super cool talk. It's in Bulgarian, but we will upload it soon with English subtitles, kind of merging those two topics. And yeah, like, so we even got like a few Bitcoin flags in our yellow and black colors on the last game. So it's slowly ramping up, right? Definitely we want to do these type of engagements and interactions. That's what I also very much, part of what I mentioned with the technology opportunity that we have, because we can do these things that Perth Heat have done, that, you know, Manchester United, Chelsea, Barcelona, or any other club cannot do, right? Just because they are not using Bitcoin, right? So we'll do this because education is a core part of what we do. We want, you know, to spark questions. We want people to see the technology in action. We want people to have some sats, and then to incentivize some sort of circular economy here. Around, you know, around the our obviously, you know, points of sale, but also other merchants. I mentioned the Bitcoin bakery. There's like, we have about 10 merchants or so as I speak that accept Bitcoin here in the city, but the plan is to grow them way, way bigger. That's why the local meetup is important, and that's why this whole thing I see is like, it's grassroots and it's step by step, and we need to think of, like you say, these gamified things. And that's why I love the idea of football, because it's not like, I mean, you know, like, I built a masterclass, right, explaining what's the problem with money, right? but this masterclass, you know, like, I'm super, like, it's a specific product. It's 4 hours, mm-hmm. Okay? Like, it's not, it's very little, but still, for a lot of people, nobody is going to ever do, like, many people are never going to kind of do, like, watch this or any other comparable educational product, right? So that's why I love this whole thing here with the club, because because you can start conversations from a completely different standpoint, from an entertainment, from sports standpoint, you know. So it will do those. Make sure you absolutely follow us on Twitter, on Noster. We've also been the first club to have an account on Noster. As we launch this, we have a newsletter on Butterfly of Deep. We really want to make this big. Like, frankly speaking, you know, and here to level it up a bit, because, you know, there's other people who said, like, Bitcoin is a mechanism that could very well distribute, like, be the biggest wealth distributor in human history in a short period of time, right? And, you know, this also applies to potentially businesses like ours, club like ours, which, yeah, if it's positioned in a good moment, if we execute well, you know, there's moving parts, right? There's the team that's performing, there's we as a business that is performing, we as executors that are performing. But if these things move relatively positive in a good direction, and we do some cool things and we stand out, I mean, man, I think we have a chance to make this club not just like a premier club in Bulgaria, but to make Botev like one of the leading European clubs. It's not going to happen next year. It's not going to happen maybe in 3 years. But if you look at a 5, 6, 7 year horizon, that looks like that's not a lot of time. If you do the right thing, and if you're, you know, on top of the monetary network that seems to be becoming the absolute, well, it is already the dominant digital network, but it seems to be, you know, becoming more and more widespread adopted by all other kinds of things. You know, we can achieve things that I think people cannot even imagine at this point.
Excellent. Well, George, I really appreciate you sharing today. Before we finish up, could you share with listeners where they can keep up with you as well as Botev Plovdiv, and any final thoughts you might have for the listeners?
Yeah. So I guess absolutely come follow us on Twitter, Botev_EN. That's like our English Twitter handle. You can also search, you can also go to iris.to/ Botev Plovdiv, where we have our Noster account. Yeah, I guess that's the go-to places, I would say. Follow us there, because we'll be announcing super cool stuff. We'll be releasing a documentary about Botev soon. We'll be doing things internationally. We'll be soon releasing our shirts online with the Botev logo for people to be able to order all over the world. And we're going to be, I hope, keep killing it on the field and spreading the word about Bitcoin locally and internationally.
And last question, usually I don't do this, but I just thought of it, had to ask you. So if the two football clubs on a Bitcoin standard right now, yes, were to face off, which one would win? Real Bedford or Botev? I expect, since Botev is such a higher level, I would say Botev, but I'll let you be the caller on this. Look, which one would win in a face off?
No, look, one thing I've learned, you know, as being here in the football industry for not so long time. So there's, you know, regular games where the stronger team wins over the, you know, not so strong team. But when there's a derby, then it's like a totally different ball game. So it's hard to make any types of predictions. We can definitely think of organizing this at some point.
Well, I think it'd be awesome to have a Bitcoin football club playoff system or something like that in the future as more teams join. So keep that in mind as something fun to do in the future.
I keep it. And yeah, that's also an idea. So we're thinking of this direction as well. So I will just maybe just hint as a final thing that I want us to be extremely successful, but let's say I don't want us to be the last team that adopts Bitcoin. We want to do big things that really impact and accelerate Bitcoin adoption globally. I think, you know, people will be positively surprised. So be on the watch out for those as they're coming soon. And in the meantime, also, you know, come visit here in Plovdiv. We have the meetup. Reach out to me on Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And I would love to welcome you here in one of our skyboxes. Just show you around. We are, again, making a difference step by step, action by action.
Great. George, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, George.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or George, you can find those links down in the show notes. And next time you're in Bulgaria, be sure to get that box seat experience at Botev Plovdiv. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, thank you. If you want to take a further step in your support for the show, you can help us grow by listening on Fountain, a value for value podcast app on iOS or Android. If you hear something you like that you disagree with or anything else, you can share it by sending some sats and adding a comment with your thoughts. Some of you have already done this and I appreciate it. I'm going to begin reading your boosts on upcoming episodes. So if you have some insight or value to add, let the people know. Getting started with Fountain is easy. You can add Bitcoin to your Fountain wallet by using your fiat accounts or any Lightning wallet. And one of my favorite features is that once you're using the app, you can earn sats just by listening on Fountain. Check out the link in the show notes to get started with Fountain today.